Okay, I'm Corinne Whiting, and I will be the marketing expert. And in each of the three phases, I will have a different role. In the function design phase, I will be talking about user requirement specification, and this means what needs and desires are to be fulfilled, and I'll be doing research to figure this out. In the conceptual design phase, I will be dealing with trend watching. And I'll be doing marketing research on the web. And then finally, in the detailed design phase, I will be doing product evaluation. And so I will be collecting the requirements and ranking all of the requirements to see how we did.
Sort of like the user interface design, what they might be looking for, things like fashions. So we want it to be a TV remote, or I mean, do we want it to do other things besides just be a television remote?
I suppose we're trying to make it universal, you know.
Okay.
Could work on all sort of electrical products Indian persons have. But, you know, they all sort of have the same role, changing channels, volumes, you know, programming. I think they all work on the same principles, you know, so I don't know. Time, did you see for that? Yeah, so now.
I think, yeah, universal remote. This is my first go around with creating remote control, so.
Ours too.
One thing I thought was remote control is you always lose them.
Okay.
So I believe we can find them quite easily.
So we should set our remote control up to where it has a
like a tracking device.
Or like a
whistle or make a noise.
It makes a noise. There's a button on the TV that you press.
Be good.
Generally, all remotes are sort of quite similar in their appearance.
Yeah. Do we want, so they're kind of like long and rectangular. We want something crazy. You know, they want something new that's
a little more modern. Maybe like user friendly, like a little. You know, where you can use both hands, like a little keyboard type thing?
I thought maybe, because people always tend to throw remote control about the place or whatever, it was a ball,
yeah.
The actual console was inside as well.
Whatever. Of course, certain restrictions can't have it be any form and fulfill all functions at the same time, so there are obviously some restrictions are here. However, one question is how stable is that thing supposed to be versus the material, pretty much, what built the thing out of, how sturdy is it going to be, do we want it to last longer, or rather have people, whatever,
survive
on.
Yeah, so we want it to be sturdy, we want it to hold up to somebody's child, you know, throwing it across the room, or as you said, people kind of throw it, so ball shaped. Like they were ball shaped, maybe.
Could be cast on the outside, and everything could be inside.
Okay. So we want it to be modern, fun, sturdy. So our form and our function, we want it to be. What else? What else do we want it to do? So we want it to be universal. And it's something that we're supposed to sell for about 25 euros. And you know, goals for profits are, I think, somewhere around 50 million euros, but they want to be done. So.
Also, since we're partners of the International Remote Control Association, maybe we want to make it something that would globally appeal. That's more on the research end, but the marketing.
So marketing. How, maybe marketing, you could find out what is the most universally appealing remote control out there.
Yeah. And maybe as far as design goes, maybe we could have different ones for different target audiences.
Yeah.
Because maybe one won't apply to all of the countries we're targeting.
Do you guys have any ideas for what it should look like? Maybe we could draw it up on the board over there. Some ideas. We want it to be a ball. We'll draw the ball and maybe where the buttons are located.
I'm not actually sure. It's just in the. Maybe see where it's connected together, and then when you open it out, could maybe flip, like a flip phone, and then when you pull it out the middle, maybe a hinge, not possibly the strongest part of it, that would be really the hinge on just two parts, and then you'd have. Things inside, I think. Sometimes you notice too many buttons, so maybe as simple as possible, as few buttons inside as possible. Is your idea for just some, maybe you could add like some kind of light or something, or lights around it, so maybe that's in like Star Wars, no.
Futuristic.
Yeah, they probably have less than a big range.
That's interesting, of course, but that's of course what you want.
Yeah.
How would we go about making, getting rid of our weak points, right? Just have a flat spot on the bottom of the ball. Not to put you on the spot, but what did you say your title was again?
You're industrial designer.
The industrial designer. So,
well, the point is that well, maybe. Shape is perhaps not the most ideal.
Okay.
As stable as it is, there must be a compromise.
That's what I think about
stability and design.
I mean, I'm trying to think about the design rules. I can't think of anything other than the long rectangle. For a very small, sort of facile ones, but there's nothing being done sort of around.
That's not new, it's not innovative, it's, everybody does long remote because it's easy.
Okay, I'll draw something. My idea was just to have it be kind of like a keyboard type shape, like video games. So, but maybe, I mean, that would be kind of big and bulky. We could also try to do the hinge thing so it could like flip out that way. I don't know. Idea. Yeah.
So
where it gets
Yeah.
quicker. Yeah. Because even, I suppose even with the ball,
You're still not gonna hold it.
it's still, it might not be the easiest
Gonna
to hold
hold
on
tall,
to.
yeah.
So perhaps the joystick,
Yeah.
the keyboard idea might work better. But then again, people like to use one hand to flip and one hand to hold their soda. So
True.
maybe.
It's, yeah, I think it's definitely a bit a one-handed job.
I feel like I'm just shooting everything down here.
It's fine. You're the boss, you're allowed to. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so fortunately we've got about 5 minutes here to come up with our remote control idea and start rolling with it. We've talked about our experiences with remote control, and we've got a couple of ideas. What if we had not only say we went with the ball function, but maybe we give it sort of grips along the side. So it's easier to hold on to that way. Of course, that'll then remove some of our ball. Unless this part were raised, so say the cover flips over and covers that part, so the grip is. No, that wouldn't work either. But if we're gonna make it flat on the bottom, then that eliminates our ball anyways. So if we're flat on the bottom and then have the sort of grips in the side here, I guess. And then we have the problem with the hinge. So if we're flat on the bottom, it's not gonna roll away, it'll stay where we want.
The question is also, I don't know, do you really always want to open that thing when you have to use it?
That's true.
It's probably going to lie around open all the time anyway, so I don't know if it is a good idea from a stability point of view. It certainly is, but also you have to face it and take into account more of these things. Break by accident the more we sell. So don't make it too
So we
stable.
don't have it flip open. We just have a ball.
But then maybe go back to the swing on the other things and
Okay. So then we forget the ball.
Looks cool, but
It looks cool, but it's
yeah.
really not, it's not functional. So we've got our sort of keyboard going. What if we flipped it around here so that it were sorry, that doesn't look anything like what you had there. So it's up and down, you hold it this way. Because
Right.
then it's like the rectangular again, only with a couple of giant arms. But it's one-handed.
Question is, what makes those game pads functional? Maybe that's pretty much the form for hands. So it's a round shape underneath that makes it comfy. Makes it nice. So that's the essential part. It's like a leather thing. It will not probably not get away from
Right.
Because you also have to know which way around to point this thing. You know, all the batteries.
It doesn't have a cord like joysticks do.
Batteries go weak as well, so after a while you have to point it towards the equipment you want to control with everybody. To show which is the front, which is the back.
Is it possible to have it to where it would work with like a sensor on either side? So that
I suppose
either
it could,
way you're
but
pointing it, it will work.
of course the more technology you stick in that, the more
More
it'll
capacity.
cost. So
Okay.
I mean, of course it will be evident after a while, or if you look at it, it will be evident which way around to point it, since you have the numbers and trigger buttons and stuff, but it's about an instinctual thing that you just grab it and have to look at it and you know which way around to point it. Otherwise, the design of whether on putting two sensors on both sides would probably work.
Even if you design it in a way that isn't a rectangle, but still point in a direction, the handheld points in the actual way.
Yeah. Sorry to interrupt, but we have a warning to finish. Yeah.